Hi.
I'm so glad you decided to try this out.
Your wife finally wore you down, huh? Well, whatever the reason, it'll be worth it, I promise. Professional massage has so many benefits: physical therapy, stress relief, intimate human contact. I can't believe you've never treated yourself to one before. I've been working with your wife for years, and she's never had any complaints, so I can promise you, you're in good hands. So here's what we need to do to get started. You'll undress and you'll lay down on the. What?
Oh,
Yes, honey. Take off all your clothes. Look, I can tell you're shy. It's completely normal for massage virgins like you to be hesitant, but I promise that all of my clients are fully nude for their sessions, and I've seen it all. I'm not embarrassed about it, so you don't need to be either. Once you lay down on the table, you can cover your, well, cock with this towel. Oh, please, don't blush. It's okay. What? I'm not gonna say penis. It seems too, I don't know, medical. And I don't want this experience to be like that for you at all, especially on your first visit. So I'll turn my back, you can undress, lay down, and cover yourself. Just let me know when you're ready. Ready? Okay, great. Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have told you. You'll start on your stomach. Oh, please, don't worry about it. I should have told you. Here, let me help you flip over. Oh, whoops. There goes the towel. Let me grab that for you. Wow, that's quite the Never mind. Let's get started. So, let me walk you through what's going to happen today. I'm going to start with your neck and your shoulders, moving down to your back, and then your thighs and your calves, and then finally up to your butt. Yep, your butt. I'll be rubbing it just like it would your back or your calves, so don't worry about it getting awkward. After that, we'll flip you over onto your back. I will massage your chest, your arms, your hands, and then your thighs again. And after that, we'll be all finished. Okay? Good. This is going to be fun. For a lot of my first-time clients, I try to keep a conversation going. I understand that it can be a little uncomfortable for you, so I'll try and fill the silence by chatting with you. Checking in with you, telling you what I'm doing, that sort of thing. So, let's get started with your neck and shoulders. Yeah, is that okay? Your wife is one of my favorite clients. She's so friendly and funny and sweet. I have a couple hundred or so clients, and she's right there at the top. Most people are just so cold to me, but I guess I like her so much because other people feel weird building a, well, personal relationship with me. But I'm sure I'm telling you anything you don't know, and you really are quite tense, and I can tell this is exactly what you need. So let's move to your back. You really have nice skin for a man your age. It's obvious you take good care of yourself. It's obviously a priority in your marriage, staying fit and sexy. Your wife has mentioned you quite a bit. She obviously loves you very much and is still very satisfied. What? Oh, no. She hasn't brought it up. I can just tell. Well, okay, fine. I'll tell you, but this stays between us. The way she keeps herself fit and toned and smooth. You know what I mean? Only a woman who's having every part of her body seen and touched goes to that amount of effort. See? That's what I thought. Anyway, I think it's great that the two of you have such a great sex life. It's so crucial to the health of any relationship. All right, and moving down to your calves. Oh. Well, how do I know that she keeps everything nice and smooth? That's a fair question, I guess. She's been coming me for quite some time, and she feels comfortable enough around me that she doesn't even bother with the towel, which means I see everything, obviously. Not to go on and on about it, but her body really is spectacular. Her legs, her ass, that stomach, and her breasts. You are such a lucky guy. To be honest, most of my clients aren't nearly as attractive as she is. I get a lot of people who come here pretty much only to be touched by another person. And I don't mind it, but... And I know human touch is so important, but if someone can't get touched outside of a massage, you can guess what most of them look like, right? So, to have a man with your body or a woman with your wife's body, I'm gonna move up to your thighs now. That said, I do get some creepers in here, and I'm sure you can imagine. Guys that are looking to just get a hand job or a blow job. I'm trying to run a professional place here, and I can't really do that sort of thing, you know? I mean, I've done it from time to time, don't get me wrong. But it's just as much for me as it is for them. I mean, if a guy is really hot and I see him getting hard, I might stroke his cock or put it in my mouth for a little bit. But not for money and not for somebody who's real pushy about it. Sure. I mean, I've done that for women, too. But I have to be really attracted to them. I really hope I'm not making you uncomfortable talking about this with you. I'm just trying to be open so that you feel completely at ease and can ask me any questions that you might have. All right. So it's one of these big moments, so just relax, okay? I'm going to run my hands up to your ass under the towel, so just take a deep breath. Good. Nice and calm. Good job. You know, you really do have a great ass. So muscular and smooth. How are you liking the massage so far? You seem to be much more relaxed, which definitely makes my job easier. Massages like this for first-timers are easy for me. I could do it in my sleep. But if you decide to come back, we can start to try more advanced techniques, but only if you're comfortable with them. So, okay, we need to flip over onto your back. Do you want to keep using the towel? Yeah? Okay, that's totally fine. I'll turn around so you can get settled. Are you ready? Okay. I'm going to start working on your chest. You know, your wife has recently started learning some advanced massage techniques with me. It really is so much fun. We do stuff like body to body, nuru, really sensual stuff. Healing for both mind and body. There's a big joke between the two of us that I enjoy it just as much as she does. In fact, she's been somewhat of an expert and she's put her hands on me. She's amazing. She really knows her way around a woman's body. I'm going to move to your upper thighs now, okay? You know, if you two would ever be interested in a couple's massage, I would be happy to do that for you. They can be a wonderful experience. No, but I could see where you would think that. But it would just be me with you two. We wouldn't use the tables, and I would just come to the house, and we could do it in your bedroom. I work as much as an instructor as a masseuse, guiding both of you on how to touch one another, how to touch me, how I would touch you. It's really wonderful. Oh, your cock is a little swollen. Oh, honey, it's okay. It really is. There's no need to be embarrassed. It happens all the time. Was it the way I was talking about the couples massage? I'll bet it was. It got me kind of turned on, too. Last time your wife was in, she and I started talking about it, and both of us got so turned on, we got off together. Oh, please don't be upset, sweetie. I told you, I do that for some of my clients. Your wife is so special to me, and it was just... well, it just sort of happened. You know, I could do that for you, sweetheart. Would you like that? I'd reach under that towel, rub your balls, tickle them a little, slowly and softly while your cock gets harder. Then I could stroke you off. Would you like that? No, really, it's okay. I want to do it. I really, really want to touch your cock. I want to make you come. Oh, good. This will make you so happy. So relaxed. I'm going to get some more oil, okay? Just close your eyes and let me take care of you. Your balls are so beautiful. They're so soft. I'm just going to run my fingertips over them and tease them a little. You know, I feel like I need to explain the connection between your wife and I. She and I are really very close, and there's an obvious attraction. I don't want you to worry. She's still very much attracted to you. It's so obvious the way she talks about you. The way she gets so wet when she talks about you fucking her. Ugh, your cock is so hard, sweetie. Can I start stroking it? Good. Actually, could I lay over next to you on the table? Could you just scooch over a little bit? Thanks. Now I can whisper in your ear. Your wife told me that you like that. Your wife and I, we talk about everything. What we like, what turns us on. We really do love each other very much. The way she touches me. And between you and me, on the days that she doesn't come in for a massage, I touch myself thinking about her. And she's told me she does the same for me. Okay, I'm going to put some more oil on your cock, honey. Stroking up and down, slowly and lightly. Oh, it's so pretty. Do you like how I'm stroking you? Oh, good. I'm getting so wet. I'm so turned on. So, I'm gonna come clean here. The reason your wife has wanted you to come in all this time is so that you could experience the love and the attention that I give her, but also for me to deliver a message. And now that I have your hard, slippery cock in my hand, and you're on the verge of coming all over both of us, you're gonna hear that message, okay? Your wife belongs to me now. I own her. I wouldn't say you're out of the picture, but the relationship part is over. We might bring you around from time to time just to use your dick as a toy when we're tired of fucking each other. But she's mine from now on, and you're out. Calm down. Calm down. Shh. Relax. Just remember what I have in my hand, motherfucker. If you don't chill the fuck out, I'll rip this fucking thing off. So shut the fuck up and be happy I'm gonna drain your balls, okay? That's it. good boy. You know, if I wasn't so in love with your wife, I might consider breaking up your marriage by coming after you. It obviously would be so easy, but too bad. I found her first. If you could only see us when she and I are together. Two beautiful, toned, sweaty, and oily bodies just climbing all over each other. Oh, pawing and grinding at one another. Oh, the way I've made her come. Over and over and over again through the years. I swear to God, it's like we're teenagers again. The way she's throwing herself at me the second she walks in the door. It'd be pathetic if it weren't so fucking cute. Are you getting closer? Are you almost ready to spray cum all over us? So, anyway, from now on, you're just our bitch. You can come around when we call for you so we can ride and suck your dick until we're finished with you. We're also going to need you to foot the bill for all of this. The two of us have a lot of big plans and, well, it's going to be very expensive. I know you have it. Don't pretend like you don't. She told me. And you can't say no, or everyone will know that your beautiful, beautiful wife left you for another woman. People will laugh at you. So, just do what we say and accept your new place. And when you come, it's all over, okay? You know, I really do want you to enjoy what's left of this hand job. Because after this, your new life begins. I'm moving in, you're moving to the basement, and your life is over. Your wife and I will live happily ever after. And if you're lucky and a good boy, we might even let you listen to us fuck from outside the room from time to time. So, let's get you to shoot your load, shall we? Then I think I'll head on over to see my new wife. Ready? You're close. I can tell. Oh, fuck. Come. Come all over us. Good boy. Oh, keep coming. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Good boy. Wow. That was a lot. You know, I actually think you're gonna like being a cuck bitch with a cum shot like that. I think you're gonna like your new life, honey. I know I will. Now, clean yourself up and get the fuck out.